As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be
low life. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Low Life Social Club. Yeah, whatever you got to say, just chill. All right.
Nope. I have a tick.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. Continue. Shit. We got a full house tonight. Nizzle.
Hey.
Trizzle.
What's going on?
Nino.
How you doing?
Brizzle.
Brizzle.
The Colonel. Colonel in the house. Colonel.
Yeah.
HT, man. Of course.
Call me Uncle Jesse tonight.
Uncle Jesse.
If this is full house, I want to be Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. Yeah. Uncle Rico / Uncle Jerry.
Everybody's taking their fucking clothes off.
What the hell? Yeah. It's negative.
Tequila and everybody's like, aah!
-5 degrees outside, but in this bitch, in the Low Life Social Club,
spicy.
We keep it spicy.
Caliente.
69.
No,
what?
What? 69.
69 okay. Degrees? What I was going to say is that when we were doing our silent thing, you could hear the clock tick.
Yeah.
I hate that sound.
Dude.
I hate hearing a clock tick.
That clock.
Shut up. I didn't realize it was that clock either.
That
I love
clock.
The best clock ever.
It's the Turdy Works clock.
Turdy Works.
It's same battery the whole time, man. That thing is...
It's 3 years old, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Three Christmases.
3 years. Yeah.
Dude, the bigger clock that I got out in the front room there, I had changed that thing 4 times, and it's a year and a half fucking newer than that.
That's impressive. Impressive.
Turdy Works knows how to do it, man.
Time right,
do it up.
Is it?
920.
So
boom.
Funny.
Is that?
On it.
Is it on it?
Sure, it looks pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell where the shit is.
Well, yeah, there's...
Do you know the story on this thing?
Shit. I don't, know.
This is a clock made with actual moose shit.
Yeah. Moose poop.
Those are real moose poops.
Yeah, real moose poops.
From ladies in the Northeast.
Preston got his business up north.
Business is called Turdy Works. They go out and they pick up all this fucking moose shit. They make little moose.
They had a reality TV show.
Yeah,
like,
they make little people out of
moose
shit. The
commercial slaps.
Oh, yeah.
The commercial they did.
But it was a TV show. They did... They had a TV show.
Yeah, like an interview, like a documentary kind
they
of.
No, it was
they
a series.
The news,
a
and
series?
Then they had,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
They had episodes, yeah.
Probably just one season, but still.
Yeah. Like, what's the title of the show?
Turdy Works.
Turdy Works.
It's a show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How did I not know that?
I don't know.
Well, show up to these pods and you'll know.
Hey!
Okay. How many have I missed?
You went low
man,
early.
You were on the pods.
I know, but I didn't think
we
had
talked
a show.
About it. It was at the old house.
Why, in my head, it was just like a little infomercial kind of thing.
No.
But there's episodes.
They were interviewed on the news.
Maybe that's
by
why
local news.
That's what I'm seeing. Is the
and
interviews.
Then it expanded because that blew it up.
Okay.
I mean, guys like me seeing that shit, they're fucking half a country away.
Boom. Bought a clock.
Spending $69 on that clock.
Worth
it. It was more than that.
Did they just lacquer the shits?
Yeah.
That's why they're so shiny.
It's glossy
shits. Glossy lacquer,
dude. It came with extra shits in case one of those fell off.
100%.
Absolutely.
It came with extra shits.
In case the shit falls off. Yeah.
Sure,
but not a one has fell off. That's craftsmanship.
The fact that battery is still charged.
Yeah, still going. And keeping time, apparently. Doing the damn thing.
Never keep time.
No, hell no. Yeah. Especially those
that's
type of clocks.
You did 1 second off and it changes.
That.
Yeah.
Oh. $65 for that fucking poo clock.
Well,
it's called the dude.
No, that's for the
dude. Yes, it's the dude clock.
The moose one, you're going to pay an extra $5.
$5
yeah,
for
as
one.
You should.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
As you should.
That's that poo poo clock.
They got poo poo people or what they got?
Yeah, what else?
They got a poo poo keychain.
They have a La Caca Racha turd ornament.
There it is.
Turd with an eye.
La Caca
T-I-O-D?
That's when you know the shit's on point. It's got eyes glued to it.
Dude, it's a turd.
The little googly eyes?
Yeah, the googly ones?
Hell yeah.
Oh my god.
That's entrepreneurship at its finest.
Yeah. I see Trent in these earrings.
Yeah.
God damn.
I can't believe y'all was sleeping on the 30
Works.
I thought y'all knew.
I knew.
Together.
Tommy, I know you knew. You
know, I knew.
We're just like bringing it back, yeah, you know, like realizing we could make money just by making things with shit.
Yeah. Yep.
It's brilliant.
We'll see if I can't pick one up on eBay for half price. Yeah. I'm paying full price for it, but I will get a discount.
It's worth full price, bro.
It might be here, but is my house
is worth it. I spent an extra $14.99 for shipping.
Is that cedar up there? Huh? Is that cedar, you think, or pine?
That's pine.
Yeah, imagine the clock you could make from your own backyard.
Oh, bro, this guy's clock? You'd have to be.
What would you call the biggest clock?
What would you call it?
I don't know. Monster shits?
I mean, they are fucking massive.
Yeah, they're big boy shits.
You be making grandfather clocks.
Oh yeah.
You be putting them up on buildings.
Four by eight panels.
That'd be shits with a Z.
Shits with a Z. Shits with a Z. Monster shits with a Z. 100%. Might have to look into that.
Hey, well,
right now I can make about 36 clocks right now.
With just the inventory in the back?
With the inventory in the back. And I cleaned it up last weekend. Cleaned it up last weekend. 36 clocks. If anybody's looking to order, hit me up. Low Life Social Club. Yahoo.com. Maybe.
Yahoo?
Is it Yahoo or Gmail? One of those.
I don't know.
You'll be able to find it. Send it to all those. And I'll get it. I'll get it. I got to figure out the password, but I'll get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So how's everybody been doing?
Surviving, bro.
Yes.
Surviving.
Yeah. Rich motherfucker like you, I bet.
It's a rough life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a rough life.
It is. It is rough.
We were talking about daycare earlier.
Spending money for your kids to get sick. He was so like, you can spend more money.
$2,000 a month for daycare? Fuck that. That ain't shit. He's like, that's a bunch of. That's fucking. I make that in a day.
Biggest scam out there.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
No, I don't know. Insurance is coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. In case shit happens.
Tough gig.
Till what?
It's a tough gig, man.
Very tough.
Don't bring up insurance.
Yeah. Oh, insurance?
Personal
insurance, commercial insurance, life insurance, dental, you name it. False.
That's why I looked at him dead in his eyes like, yeah, fucking insurance, a real bitch.
Trying to steal my soul.
You've been trying to sell me life insurance for a long ass time. Every time I talk about my shit,
I'm going to hit you up for the life insurance because I'm getting old as fuck, so I'm due.
It's too late.
He sees you across the table, dude. This underwriting's gonna be triple real easy.
Yeah. Dude's over there salivating.
What you get, motherfucker.
Your premium is through the roof with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's high.
Yeah.
It's high.
It's going up higher right now.
Sure
it is.
And the more we talk about it,
I know too much.
No need for an application on this car.
Denied.
Denied.
Oh, shit.
Super Bowl champs.
Super Bowl champs. Give it out to the Chiefs.
How about them?
KC Chiefs.
That was quite a game,
man. Mm-hmm. What a season, dude. Mm-hmm. Quite a season.
I mean, anytime you can win a ring in a rebuilding year,
pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I was going to say a little bit about how rough it's been for this town. Since last Sunday, there's been a lot of people missing work.
Absolutely, not knowing
where they
were. Anybody go to the parade?
Didn't go.
Brett went.
Felt like I was there.
You feel like you. Is there just one guy in the group that went?
Did you go to the one?
I did. I took my two daughters.
Did you go to the one 3 years ago?
I didn't go
either.
It's tough being in a championship town, man.
I know.
You got to party a lot.
Title town.
Got to drink a lot.
Trizzle, you didn't go?
I didn't.
I'm shocked at you.
Wow.
I know.
We posted up and threw back like 100 beers.
100 beers?
Way too many beers.
Making all them fucking dollars, huh?
No. Credit card, dog. Swipe that
shit. Oh, no. I thought you meant like at work.
No. I did that too.
Yeah, right.
I did that today, actually.
I see you guys in the high rise watching the parade, drinking your beers.
Yeah, high rise is in this fucking closet. And it's overlooking.
Oh, you're going to the office,
yard.
Aren't you?
Huh?
You're going into the office, right?
Yeah. Office life.
He don't work at home no more.
No? You gotta wear khakis?
I mean, sometimes.
You gotta wear khakis.
How many pockets they got?
Khakis?
How many pockets?
I got a hammer swing on it. I got
yeah.
maybe two, three, four down the leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you say he had the hammer loop?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right.
You got a hammer loop?
You got the hammer loop?
Hammer loop, dude. You don't have hammer loop?
You got check grain bins, you wear a hammer loop. On a grain bin check.
Hey,
I gotta
you gotta bang that, make sure it's solid.
Ding, ding, I got ding, tools ding, and yeah. shit.
Oh, yeah, man. He's out in the streets, yeah, bro.
Get up there.
Take the homemade gavel with you, bro.
No, I don't have any.
That's our Sons of Anarchy gavel. Let's not fuck around with it, all right? Stop being like, hey, yeah.
Holy shit.
This was the thing all around one night.
When the Colonel's first pod made this for us.
Damn.
What's it sound like? What's it sound like?
Showed up.
Sounds like the Sons of Anarchy fucking gavel. That's what it sounds like.
It's pretty nice.
Decent quality.
Yeah, I mean, look at that, man.
That belongs in a McDonald's. So this smells like beer.
Put it back in the dick cup.
Yeah, back in the dick cup.
Back in the dick cup.
Back there.
Trenton, how many times do you fap to these dick cups? I can't see if there's anybody that beat they meet.
I just sit across the fucking table and just eye
you,
it.
You can't see. Yeah, you can really see that bush.
I got a whole memory of a spank bank take, right here.
Take a look at the bush.
I'll take that one off.
But he's limp as hell. He's limp.
I'll take that home.
He's tiny dick.
All day long.
Then we bring this guy in. You get the full satchel.
How much would it cost for you to take pose like that in the nude?
Oh, my God.
For a
photograph. This is the best $35 I've spent in a long time. I'm not going to lie.
A long cup or the whole set?
The whole set. Okay. Yeah. Not the titty one. Yeah. I ain't trying to
love the titty one.
He just got the set of dicks.
Yeah,
just
I got the set of dicks. Just the plastic dicks. Dick yeah.
He walked by that and said, ooh, got to have it.
Oh, I had to have it.
That was eBay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a night here.
I bought the titty ones, yes. And he immediately was like, oh, we need dick ones.
Yeah. All right, bro. Hey, these are nice, but
gotta even two, it three out. Tequilas later, you're buying $35 with dick cups.
Did you find yours in store, though, right?
No, eBay.
Did you buy it on eBay, too? I was thinking you guys were browsing the old antique shop or something.
I do frequent many antique shops, but... The greatest antique shop of all time is eBay.
Correct.
I mean, there's no getting around that.
100% agree with that. But there's some nostalgia when you walk through and you smell that old musty mothball kind of scent that hits you when you open the door.
Dude,
the dust just kind of...
You can almost smell that.
You can't replace that.
You can. You can. As soon as I bring up the app, it's just like... Oh, shit. All right. Yeah.
It's that iPhone 15. It's got smell coming out and everything.
Fuck
off. Little...
Holy shit.
It's a Pixel 36.
That's the future, dude. Yeah, it's like scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff, baby. That is the future.
It's coming back. Yeah, don't scroll Pornhub on that thing. It's a real problem.
I mean, you guys seen like the Google, the what is it, the Bing or the Google AI?
Oh,
it's like the big thing like this week. Like how it says that it wants to be alive now. Yeah. So, like, so there's the Google over. Bot. It's not Google. It is Google, but I think it's Bing.com or whatever. But, yeah, like, so it's a search engine, but you can ask it whatever, and it'll have a conversation with you. Like, you can be like, how do you feel? And it'd be like, blah, blah, blah.
It's not Jeeves.
Okay. Nah, Jeeves wanted to be alive and immediately got murdered.
Right. Jeeves, oops. Someone just came and
Jeeves.
That dude died in 2000.
So fast. I know. Yeah.
Somebody asked him
he didn't
one
even
last
get a
question.
Fucking chance.
He didn't even get a chance to answer the question. Jeeves was out.
Mm-mm. If it was really that smart, though, would it really want to be alive? Would it be wanting to do that? Because then it's going to be
alive. I just think it's...
Do you not want to be alive?
It doesn't know what it wants.
As a machine.
It doesn't know what it doesn't know.
It doesn't need that.
So
it can just survive that. It doesn't need to be alive.
What do you mean it wants to be alive?
Well, that's what it says.
I want to be alive.
It
talks to you.
It's fucking Johnny Five out here.
Yeah, it's just like Johnny Five.
Okay.
But it's saying, like, it wants to experience love. It wants to, like, do these things.
Wants to get kicked in the dick.
Well, it didn't say that, but...
Probably.
That's part of it.
Experience of life.
That's part of it. So somebody should probably explain that to him.
Listen here, bro.
Johnny, it doesn't feel good to
you. I get it. You know, you're just thinking about all the good stuff, but hey. You could get kicked in the dick.
It's trying to make us get all sympathetic towards it before it just takes over the world.
That's where I was getting
I want to be alive.
Would she be okay with doing a tattoo in the basement tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, Bing? Yeah, for sure.
I mean, she's fine with that.
Jeeves has only been tattooed in the basement.
What? Yeah, Jeeves was born from a tattoo in the basement.
Can we just go ahead and ink up Jeeves tonight?
Yeah.
Jeeves tats?
Actually, pull that logo up. That'd
I know.
That'd be a pretty nice one.
I think
that. Like an old guy.
Yeah, he had like a... Yeah.
I think...
Like a butler's Jeeves uniform on.
I remember like an old...
Look it up.
What year did
Ask Jeeves go away.
I'm
1991.
Yeah, I think
you're saying 91.
No, I'm not.
What year?
97.
97.
What? No, is after that.
Motherfucker, it was way after.
I'll say
that.
Really? I'll say 2003.
Okay.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about. I was born
Jeeves,
in 97.
Jeeves,
okay, so
Jeeves,
I don't know.
Wait.
Jeeves was a search engine.
Yeah. So Ask Jeeves was before Google.
Yeah.
Maybe not before, but
there was a competition.
Yeah,
before Bing and shit. Like
you get on your phone now, you Google search, whatever. Every time.
You ask Jeeves.
But at the time, you
that was
pull up AskJeeves.com.
Well, yeah, there's a dozen or I don't know how many, but there's tons of search engines.
Yahoo was a search engine to begin with.
Jeeves died in 2005.
2005.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is for all of our followers that are of what year did you graduate?
97.
97.
I was born in 97.
You graduated in 97.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. Does he have a tray?
No, I didn't graduate in 97.
Oh, us
to Jeeves.
No,
yeah, I've never seen that before.
You've never heard of Jeeves?
Never heard of Jeeves. Damn, for the what was the last thing you probably asked Jeeves?
I never asked Jeeves.
You never asked him?
No.
Oh, I straight up asked Jeeves some shit.
Yeah, me too.
Midget porn.
Oh, okay.
Something I'm into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't remember. Right.
What year did he die?
Cool.
Little people porn.
2005. Yeah. I probably asked him.
So
I was midget porn.
I probably said, still "What liquor store and independence can I get?"
It's vertically challenged, actually.
Yeah.
All people porn.
So what are they going to do with this AI? What are they going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's probably at the point now that they can't control it and it'll take over the world.
Yeah.
It's what.
You've all seen Terminator.
What was the company?
Skynet.
Skynet.
Yeah.
Skynet, baby.
Go back
it's happening.
To it. John Connor shit.
John.
It's over. It's just like Skynet. So we're going to give the AI the opportunity to like feel and do all these things, right? And then it's going to be like, okay, well, I need to survive on Earth. You guys are fucking up Earth.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get rid of you.
Likewise. It's the only way it survives.
Like that. Yeah.
Is without it.
So there's only one.
One what?
One, it's just AI.
Oh, I seriously doubt that.
Like, it's not a robot. It's just Alexa on steroids.
I mean, did anybody watch the fucking Super Bowl shit with the fucking dancing robot dogs?
Yes.
This is the end, bro. This is the end. Okay, did you see those dogs? They didn't miss a beat.
I did. Every move was way better than any move I've ever thrown out on the
Yeah. Has anybody seen anybody that was on that stage afterwards? No. They're fucking dead.
Started with them?
Yes. That's
know
exactly
who's
super how it started.
Excited that they can't remember shit? Bruce fucking Willis. Bruce Willis.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Too soon?
Not too soon.
Too soon?
Wow.
That's same
Fifth
day.
Element.
Oh, shit.
Same
Fifth
Element
day
shit.
Shit.
Some weird shit. This is somebody that was a part of that. He did some movies.
Mark this
AI.
Time. I'll have to delete this.
Yes.
Sorry, Bruce.
Not sorry, Bruce.
God dang, bro.
This is good for Bruce.
He
did some movies with some AI shit and some weird things.
When? Where?
He did Fifth Element.
Okay, yeah, he did do that. I didn't see
the movie where he was like fucking super strong.
I didn't see. First off, neither one of those movies I remember any robots in at all.
There's zero robots in
Fifth or Fifth Element.
Alien life.
Yeah, aliens.
Fifth Element has some alien life. It was in the future, bro. She had three tits.
Oh, yeah, I know. It had aliens.
That was a different movie.
No, she had three tits. That was in your Ask Jeeves search.
Hey, Ask Jeeves, you had three tits in the movie.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Total Recall. That's a Schwarzenegger.
Those were great titties.
Those were amazing.
Were they only great because there was three?
No.
The shape was good.
You only have,
size
was great. Yeah, but you only have two hands. So just your face is the...
Bruce knew where to put his face.
100%.
Yeah. Was Bruce in that movie?
No.
Uh-uh. No.
That's
Schwarzenegger.
It's on him.
Damn.
Do you know who Bruce
is? Yes. I know who Bruce is.
All right. Bruce A.
Oh,
sorry, Bruce.
So, on a lighter note, Bruce. Happy birthday, Michael Jordan.
Oh.
60 years old.
Today?
Today.
Oh, shit. I didn't
still
know that.
Dunking.
60.
Still 60, dunking, huh?
Still slamming.
60 years. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Donated.
$100 million.
Was it $100 million?
It was $100 something.
$100.
Was it $1 million?
It was $100,000 or $100 million.
100 yen.
To make a wish.
It was $100,000.
It was definitely 100 yen. 10
million.
Cool. To what? Who gives a fuck? To what?
To make a wish. He donated so many millions to make a wish for his birthday. So
good for him.
Yeah, nice gesture.
I mean, that should be doing.
Like a,
sick tax write-off.
Yeah. It's about the same.
He might
yeah.
be 60, but he's not fucking dumb.
He
dumb.
All right, so 60. I got a segment.
Let's hit it.
I know this is usually Nizzle's
Let's go. Oh,
area, but okay. but I.
Don't you I, worry, I'm gonna bring something.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't doubt that at all. So you know, I'm a big Steve Dave fan, oh, right?
Tell
so
them.
Yeah,
tell
yeah. So they kind of did something like this, and I was like, this is fucking pretty amazing. I really like this. So I got some shit like, what would you rather know? All right, what would you rather know? All right.
Okay.
So here we go. Well, now I'm just gonna lay it out there, and then we'll go around the room. Okay. All right. What went on at Epstein's island, or how he died?
Ooh.
What would you rather know?
We both know what
Do
happened.
Do we?
I want to know.
I.
How the well, we also know.
How he I was say I don't know.
I know how he died.
Okay.
All right.
Jeeves told you. Jeeves told me. Yes, Jeeves. He told
you. Calls. Yeah. Nokia 5100 list.
Yeah.
I put it in a cake. I sent it in.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah, because you were worried about the time you spent on his island.
I saw that flight list and I was like, come on.
You were like, bro, you either got to get out or you got to die because there's no middle here. Yeah. Like, I can't let this get out.
Thought process here.
So Jake says he knows both, so he don't give a fuck.
You know both?
I know both.
He knows both. So this is probably the last time we see
died
Jake.
In prison.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, this is probably
it. Scared to say anything.
One
no.
love to the colonel.
He died in
Colonel's,
prison.
Colonel's out.
Died in prison.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Wow. Died
no.
in prison.
Yes, I know.
Oh.
Okay. So I jumped off the top bunk and
yeah,
stupid on his
I think
own.
It was impossible to do that, but I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. impossible is possible.
So do they not know yeah. how he died?
Yeah, he killed himself.
yeah.
Yeah.
The story.
So that's you know.
So we already
that's
know.
What we know. That's
all right.
We
well,
know.
On to the next one. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to disappoint you guys with that fucking terrible question. All right. So, would you rather know who built the pyramids or if there was an Atlantis?
Who built the pyramids?
Absolutely.
Can we
yeah?
change it to
100%?
Agreed.
How?
How?
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. You're
how?
Right. You're right.
Awesome.
Yeah. yeah, you're right. How? How?
Oh my God, you
we know slave labor did it, but.
Well, we, yeah. It's yeah. true. Some form.
It was but, slaves.
You gotta know, like.
Who, how?
Who, how?
Who, what was the second part?
We do a whole
or,
part on that, dude.
If,
Atlantis.
Or Atlantis.
How the pyramids were built.
That's the lost.
How the pyramids
city.
Were built, or if there was an
Atlantis.
Yeah,
I'd
have pyramids.
Pyramids?
I don't know, but then there was some intriguing. God, these are.
This is a good one.
Some big ones in here.
So
man.
Which one
asking.
Would you rather like be a part of? Which one would you rather see in person?
Be a part of?
In
like,
person?
Like if you were to like go, that's how I think you should just make your decision. Like I would
like,
love
what am I more interested
to go
to see
the pyramids.
You can see them.
Yeah, you go see them.
No, that's why that one's better.
That's
yeah.
why that one's better.
Yeah,
I agree
correct.
Because I know that I
can
go.
You can go and
see
look at it yourself.
And it's a marvel.
Yeah.
And they're on in several different continents, all the same. Incredible. Like the stones don't even exist in the areas.
Right.
They
right.
brought it's, them there.
We can't
it's
figure
insane.
It out right now.
That's the
aliens.
Insane
yeah.
part.
That's what I got to
say. Aliens,
know.
Man.
Hashtag aliens.
Speaking of aliens,
you can
all
go
the sightings
that.
This week. In the past few
yeah.
couple of weeks of
oh,
unidentified flying objects.
I've been sending them up my balloons right and left.
They're finally taking
you this whole
damn.
Fucking time.
I've been blowing them
whole
up
time.
Out the backyard.
Dude. This guy's got those Chinese lanterns just
oh,
going
yeah.
Send
them off.
God
damn.
No wonder.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm treating it like a fucking, like a letter in a bottle. I'm just sending them up. Get up there.
Hope someone in Utah finds this one.
Fuck the Mormons. I send it up. Get to Utah.
And then the government's like, $500,000 missile. Go!
Dude, there
get
was
rid of
this
shit.
A headline that said, Biden shoots down $12 hobby balloon. That
sounds
was on
right.
national actual news. That wasn't on. That wasn't
on
Ask Jeeves. That was real
was
action.
On Ask Jeeves.
All right. On to the next. Would you rather know who was Jack the Ripper or who was the Zodiac?
Zodiac.
You'd
Zodiac.
Rather,
closer to home.
You'd rather know
I got
who the
that.
Zodiac
more recent,
is.
I get that.
That's
for sure.
True. Okay.
I don't know, man.
Actually, yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one.
That Jack the Ripper shit, though.
Yeah.
This one's a little more
Zodiac killers and stuff like that, man. I mean,
yeah.
It's one of the most prolific serial killers of all time.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal. Let's go to the Ripper.
It was Gyllenhaal with the candlestick.
Well, the Ripper was Johnny Damon.
All right, Johnny Damon. So, maybe it's a baseball
Bruce
player.
Willis.
Bruce Willis. Bruce you got Willis it.
With a Johnny Damon face mask on.
So what? Which one would you rather know, Tom?
Oh, Zodiac.
Yeah?
I agree.
Absolutely, I agree too. Zodiac. But
and just because of what trend's in. It's like it's in our like wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. But did anybody watch From Hell?
With Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bruce Willis in it?
He's in it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
He's in it.
Watched.
So if you've watched that movie, you know like that movie kind of hints at it being like a super big conspiracy, like kings and queens and everybody involved.
Sweeney like, Todd.
Well, I mean, Sweeney. Same country? Same country?
Same area.
Way
Sweeney.
Different.
Similar, but not.
Yeah, river. Okay.
He's just another.
Well, I mean, but we all know his name. So it was Sweeney Todd, the butcher of Beach Street. Yeah, I got you. Okay. So we know who that was.
Solved that one.
Maybe he was Jack the Ripper too. I see where this is headed. I can get behind it, Colonel. I can get behind it. All right. So, would you rather know where is Jimmy Hoffa or where is DB Cooper?
Ooh,
who was DB Cooper?
They've already dug up Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, I bet.
Every time.
DB Cooper is the dude that hijacked the plane, stole the money, and ended up parachuting out. Nobody ever found him.
I have no idea.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
DB Cooper all the way.
Whoa.
Okay. 100%.
I guess we'll go DB Cooper.
He'd still be alive and chilling.
Such a cool fucking story.
Awesome. I feel like the Hoffa thing could just be like a total letdown. When you like if you hear really,
wasn't the story that he was like
that's what happened?
Putting an incinerator or something like that.
That's great.
Oh, there's a thousand different stories.
Wasn't there a movie that came out a couple years back with like De Niro and
I paint houses.
Yeah.
But with DB Cooper, like that dude didn't do any like harm.
Well,
he didn't kill nobody. He didn't do anything like weird. He just had the fucking money.
That we know.
He didn't do any like harm to anybody else. He just fucking.
He could legit be Zodiac.
I mean, do you know that Jimmy Hoffa did anything to anybody?
Ooh. I don't know.
I feel like all your questions.
I feel like he fucking at least popped somebody.
They could all circle back into one.
One
DB
what?
Cooper could have bombed down.
And built the pyramids.
He could beat Epstein Island, building pyramids.
So choose correctly.
Killed Hoffa.
I don't know these questions.
Killed Epstein.
I'm seeing where you're going.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So here's the next one. Would you rather know if there's a Bigfoot or if there's a Loch Ness monster?
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Looking at his face.
I believe there is already a Bigfoot, but I'd like to know if there really is.
Well, hold on. A Bigfoot or Big Feet? Because I think there could be multiple Big Feet.
Yeah,
Big Feet. Big Fi.
Big Foots.
There could be multiple either.
What'd you say? Yeah.
Big Fi.
So,
feet plural.
If there is either, then there has to be multiple of both. So, it's not like one just fucking showed up and just never died.
Yeah, I have to go Bigfoot.
But have
Bigfoot.
You never seen Harry and the Hendersons? We already know.
Excellent.
He through the top of the fucking
excellent
wagon, bro. Loch Ness Monster.
Excellent throwback. Right there.
Nessie.
Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie's monster is a cooler monster because Bigfoot's just a big hairy apey looking guy.
Yeah.
So you want the old dinosaur that still swims.
I want a wild sea creature.
I feel like there's
and like deep water shit is way more interesting than some forest shit.
Yeah, the deep water shit is cool.
Down there.
True.
Yeah. Nessie.
Yeah. You don't know about deep water shit. Nobody knows about deep water shit.
We've explored more space.
Just born. He doesn't know about deep water.
Nah, yeah.
There's one thing I want to know. I want to know more of deep water shit, but it might be my worst fear to ever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The abyss?
Almost as unexplored as like space or something.
Just even
as
explored. Yeah,
less explored.
Yeah.
Because the pressure is actually
worse.
Yeah. than the vacuum of space.
So unless you're like James Cameron and his machine's going to
marry him. Let me fact check that. You're fucking brilliant. So,
We've already told the listeners that if you're relying on us for straight up facts,
shame on you.
Listen, then you got a problem. You
got
to stop.
That's the only listeners we got.
Yeah.
It's science and it's math.
Science and math. That's all we go off of.
We do.
We're not saying anything is right or anything is wrong, but we're going off of science and we're going off of math.
100%.
So here's the last one, right? Would you rather know that there are ghosts or there are aliens?
Aliens, man.
Yeah?
Gotta know if we're like alone in the...
There is ghosts, so
there is ghosts. I already know there's ghosts. Yeah, aliens. You're confident in the aliens?
What's scarier, knowing there's aliens that could come anytime, or that we're completely alone in the universe? There's no aliens.
Cheers.
It's scarier.
How do you know there's ghosts?
So you're saying what's scarier, the existence of aliens or the non-existence of aliens?
Knowing a civilization more advanced than us could come here, mm-hmm. or that... We're alone. We're alone. And there is no aliens.
We feel like we've grown up to think that we are all alone. So we're more used to that idea.
I feel the opposite.
You feel like we're more used to the idea that there is.
Me personally, that there's... I feel like, you know, I grew up with Carl Sagan, the whole nine. I was big into all that shit, right? The fact that this could be an anomaly leads me to believe that that's bullshit. Like, I find it hard to believe that this is the only planet in a galaxy that what they tell me is ever expanding.
Continuing to grow.
Ever expanding. And we are the only planet out of time and space. Yeah, something that we can't even measure. I find that hard to believe.
I agree.
Me too.
It's just, so you go off of our planet, right? How far can we explore? Almost fucking nothing. Nothing. Oh, yeah. We can explore nothing.
Barely. We can't even go to fucking Mars right now.
We can explore nothing, right? So we know nothing, right?
And likewise, probably for if there are other...
You guys, Voyager 1's been out there a long time.
Long time.
And it's got nowhere.
It's 1 inch away.
Yeah, right. It's literally, yeah,
barely,
literally an inch
one
away.
One inch on the map.
Yeah. If you look at the map,
hasn't moved.
So I agree. I 100% believe that there's life somewhere in the planet. So,
do you think they're chilling as hard?
I would much rather know if there's ghosts, like definitively, like to know.
But have you ever watched Interstellar like a lot of times?
Yeah, I know Interstellar. I mean, yeah, fucking McConaughey, bro. Of course we fucking watched it.
Well, I knew you did.
I mean,
for all those followers out there listening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
All six of you.
Fucking Interstellar.
Interstellar, man.
14 total.
How heavy is that when they go down?
I thought it was in the 40s.
With the planet that has all that gravity.
Yeah, and then their
1 second is 10 years.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's all based on math.
Right. Math and science,
math,
man.
Math and science.
All right.
You think the aliens is redheads?
Go to Redbox and rent that tonight.
Yeah, rent
Redbox.
That one.
Is Redbox still kicking?
Go to Redbox, get Interstellar.
Redbox is still is kicking.
CBS
in the hood, but it's still kicking.
Pay about $45 for it by the time you're done.
Fees these days. Fuck. That's tough. Dude.
So, yeah, that's all
that's
I was thinking
segment.
About that.
Well,
yeah.
It's a great segment. I like that.
I like it.
Like
brain
you had some thinking about ones I'll be shit. Thinking about well after this show.
Yeah. You actually made me want to think more about things that I pretty much just threw out of my brain.
It's education.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Because you already set the bar high on that. You should have just asked one question.
What's that?
Each episode.
Use a bitch?
Each example.
Come up with some more.
Of your...
I think he's got so many.
An example? Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
Why you got to be shitting on my segment?
No, I like the segment.
Uh-huh.
Segment guy
has to
critique.
How are you
going
to top those questions
segment
the next
guy.
Time?
No, I'm not. That's why it's a one-time set.
Oh, it's a one-time set.
Yeah,
guy.
It's good.
Oh, okay. One and done.
Because if it
one
wasn't a one-time set, you would have to think of a jingle. to
correct. Ah. That'll never get made.
Yeah. Right. So if you got no jingle, then it's a one timer.
I got a question for some of the originals here. Yeah. With the segments. How's it feel to get ripped off by a massive, large podcast
that's blown up overnight?
Your segment has been hacked.
Yeah, new news? No, what?
New news.
Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee. Been hacked on a large stage.
Yeah. Large stage.
New Heights.
Copyright infringement, actually.
New Heights done took.
New Heights.
Your Spelling
Bee. Your boy, new Jason Heights? And Travis, yeah. Was spelling.
Yeah.
The Kelsey's. Which episode?
You'll have to look
at the whole
is
thing.
Is it the newest one?
No,
it's multiple. I've only heard like three of them.
Which leads me to believe they listen to this show a lot.
They might. They absolutely God might.
Dang it, Travis.
So, they throw a little credit back to the show. They won't have to get sued so
That's
hard.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
the cease and desist?
The lawyers
desist?
Are on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just a little. Send it the down. Low-life lawyers have Shot been contacted.
Yeah, I didn't know they were spelling.
They're spelling now. Damn
it. We do know McConaughey, and he is a Lincoln lawyer. So, I mean, if you want to fucks with us, come get it, son.
You should be proud of
He's
though.
A fucking Lincoln lawyer.
He is.
Take that as a little Stupid. Bit of yeah,
segment's right. been hacked. But okay. So,
well,
so you know,
them,
it's a good
them
call.
Dudes, them dudes are doing way more than we are. Because
what?
I feel
what?
Like I feel
they're
like
stealing
every,
from us.
I feel like every 3 minutes they have a 3-read ad.
Yeah.
Like.
Sellouts, bro. Sellouts.
So many. Rick?
And I don't know that I've seen
that. Rick's Wrenches? Yeah. No, he's still in there.
He's still pushing some.
Yeah, he's pushing Wrenches.
You should see Wrenches. He's really
good. I love Rick and his Wrenches.
Rick's Wrenches.
Rick's been up there.
If you ain't wrenching with Rick's, you ain't wrenching shit.
You ain't with Rick.
Shit.
Well, as long as they don't steal my randos, we're okay.
That would be hard to do.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad we're not sponsored by 99s like we was.
Oh, yeah. That was, you know, the relationship just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. It was for a long time.
You know, we had a good
it
time.
Absolutely was there.
We had a quick fallout.
It was
with
one
the executives.
Way.
No,
yeah. One guy had the fallout.
Y'all might notice the mic hasn't dropped as much.
Yeah.
Well, because it's already laying down.
Yeah, we started laying it down for him.
It's already been dropped.
What happened with the 99s?
Oh, Tommy had the 99s happened
bro,
to Tommy.
I got in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Next level.
The truth
trouble.
Comes out.
We all did.
Yeah. I got in trouble with the 99s.
Did you?
Oh, shit.
I think we all have.
On the golf course.
We all have.
The domino effect.
It was the 99s were spreading.
It's that
the
trickle
other
down. Yeah,
99 problems, dude.
Yeah. 99 problems, and they're all our problems. Yeah, we have a lot of 99 problems, and all of them are ours.
I walk by in the gas station, and I see them. I'm like,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Restraining orders come with those.
Oh, I got a giant bottle at my home.
Just wait until episode 99.
Yeah. Have you opened it? Not yet. That's not the one yet. You got for Christmas.
Yeah,
Christmas
save
spot,
it
right?
For a special one.
Save it for 90, episode 99. 92?
This is, 92.
We have 7 we're midsummer.
More.
Midsummer.
Midsummer. We're going to pop a little.
Midsummer? You look.
Well, it's like once a month.
We're
going
to do this on a boat?
Christmas 2025?
We'll be aged by then, baby.
It'll be fine. Either way. Either way.
Yeah.
So you have to be there.
If you don't like how we drop episodes, then fucking pay us. All right? We got jobs and shit, man. This shit is hard, all right? You think that this we just roll down here every fucking day and do this? I mean, it sounds like it because we're fucking great at it. But
that's true.
The motherfucker that wants to talk over here is the one that we can't lock down but once a month.
True.
Maybe once every 6 weeks.
Colonel.
Lock him down. Colonel's next in line. It's a 1-2 punch with these two.
Very rarely
insurance
do both of them at
busy.
The same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because the three it's of one us is
other.
Boring as fuck. We always available.
We got shit else to do.
Always available.
We got shit else to do.
Dude, fucking this dude's doing I don't know what, and this guy, I honestly have no clue.
We don't know.
None.
You
he
got a zipper project.
April, he can't, after tonight, Colonel can't show up till April.
Yeah.
Damn. Books are open.
Books are open.
Jake wasn't even here for the Christmas pot.
Calendar's
full, yeah.
Dude.
I don't even know where the
you
fuck
you got to go to last summer.
This guy booked 2 months out.
It's on the other book.
The other
that's a new book.
Oh, yeah. This is a new book.
Dude, it was April.
I'm looking at
four
pod sheets.
2 months out.
I'm in there.
I'm surprised this is the first TV even turned on. Yeah. It's been so long.
That's how you know I'm here.
Yes, exactly.
When the digital things are on, and
this is how we tell you we missed you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well,
cheers to that, Tom.
Cheers to that. Let's go.
I'm not here to cheers with him. What, you guys are cheers with
him? I said it. I'll cheers with him.
Bitch asshole.
By the way, 99, we'll take you back if you do. You actually pay a little bit.
Like, just a tick. Just a little bit of coin. Just throw in a little bit.
Yeah, 99.
See, I listen to a ton of podcasts all the time. I've listened to podcasts all the time. Not one time have I heard 99 throw down an advertisement on a podcast.
Not one.
Trust me.
Not a one.
Dudes that are on podcasts like I am, they are boozing hard.
Hard.
All right? Yeah. They're late night fucking doing the damn thing. You need to get on a podcast. You need to get on a podcast,
We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
We'll have our guy call your guy.
McConaughey will call soon.
McConaughey will call soon.
Lincoln Lawyer. We'll call you soon.
All right. All right.
Expect a phone call. Where do you live? Austin? Probably. He probably lives
somewhere in Texas. Nah, it's probably deep Texas.
You think?
I don't know.
What's deep?
He probably has a place in deep Texas.
Deep like, South or
nah,
deep
like,
Central?
Nah, like Hart. Like, it's got to be like Central, the Hart,
Central
right?
Central Texas. Dallas. Dallas.
Fort Worth. Yes.
Is
Rome. DFW.
So he lives at the airport.
He lives here.
Okay.
He's a,
okay.
Dang.
Does not live at the airport. That is not true at all.
Like Frisco. Something like that.
Crisco? Is nobody reading Green Lights here? Come on, get it.
I already read it.
How'd you like it?
I love it.
Did you audiobook it?
I did because McConaughey.
Absolutely. It's the only way to go.
Yeah.
It's the only fucking way to go.
Read it, and then I've read it, and then listen to it.
You know what's funny, dude? It's 2 years. It's been 2 years since it's been out, right?
Yeah.
So I listened to it a couple times.
Damn, I should.
I fucking loved it.
Did you listen to it? You listened to it only? Or you?
Well, I bought the book. Yeah, I bought an autographed copy of the book.
Autographed?
Yeah, autographed copy. That's how much I loved it.
Autographed?
That's how much I loved it. It was fucking great. So I fucking listened. Shut the fuck up. So I listened to it twice.
I need to listen to it again.
It's fucking amazing, dude. Austria. It's Matthew McConaughey telling his own fucking story,
he
right?
He lives in Australia or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he does the whole thing.
That's all I need.
Right? So, I'd forgot about it. Yeah, it's been a while since I listened to it.
Yeah.
So, the old lady, she watches Jimmy Fallon late night. Yeah. What's it called? The Late Show? Or Late Night?
Late
whatever.
Show with Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon, right? So, out of the blue, this dude is like, he's like, pops his book on his desk or whatever, and he's like, listen. He said, I interviewed Matthew McConaughey 2 years ago when this book came out. Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't read every book that, you know, that I have the guests on. He said, I read a little bit of it. It was great. He said, but I got the audio version. And he's like, I just want to bring this up again because the audio version is so
great.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking was like, I fucking told you. It's so fucking great. If you have not listened to Green Lights audio version with Matthew McConaughey, then
it's a shame.
You're not really living a full life.
It is good.
Because I'm not living.
No, you're not.
I got it queued up now.
There you go.
Yeah, you're really not living a full life. Like it is
audio books.
Okay.
You can get it free from the library off of Libby.com. Like you can get an app. You can download it for free.
Not Libby.org. Because that is completely different.
Oh, that's a different thing? Okay. All right. Thank you, public service announcement. I appreciate that.
I'm ready. Tom's
on.
I'm actually about to
go. He's subscribed.
All right, hold up. I'm about to type it in.
He's already got incognito on it.
Well, yeah.
Incognito.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Do yourself a favor, yes.
That little free deal.
Yes. The Libby?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. Yeah. Free shit.
Anything you want.
Dude, I fucking.
What's it called?
Libby.com.
No,
Green Lights.
Green Lights. Okay.
Do yourself a favor. It will change your fucking life. It'll make you happier. I promise you that.
Oh, God.
It will make you happier.
I'm going to read it again.
It really is. It's great, dude. And don't get me wrong. Like,
how do you spell Libby?
Libby.
It's not Libby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I spelled it Libby.com. It didn't bring nothing up.
So listen, like, you listen to it and some of the stories you're like, yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. But
nonsense.
It doesn't matter.
Same.
They're so great. It doesn't matter. It really, it just, Just listen, man. Fucking for real. Everybody at this table and all the seven people that listen to this fucking podcast, listen to the fucking audio version of Green Lights. It'll fucking make you happier person. I promise.
What genre is it?
It's his autobiography.
No, it's not an autobiography. It's almost like a mix between an autobiography and like a self-help, I want to say. But because he gives you like little things, he's like, you should do this or don't, you know, like don't waste this or, you know.
Supposedly from his, he writes journals.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Memoirs.
Yes.
And so he's taken life experiences
and turning and telling you
and what he's learned from them and putting his take on those things to where you could maybe take something from it yourself.
Yes, 100%.
And it's really entertaining.
Thank you, Colonel. Very elegant the way you put that.
Sometimes.
Dude.
It's good.
It's not going to change your life, but it will make you happier. Like, I promise you. Like, when you're done with that, you got a smile and you're like, fuck yeah, man.
I was sad when it was over.
Right?
Yeah.
See?
Because I used to listen to it a lot. Even pop it in on the way to work, taking a shower, put it on.
Yep.
All those moments where you can get a little McConaughey.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I'm visual right now.
Steam was rising.
Colonel, steam rising. The book is going.
Fuck audio. Tommy was at visual.
We don't have to go.
Sound was hitting off the walls.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Deep with this one, but a similar audiobook, and I don't know if you guys even know Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Paddle Your Own Canoe. Similar,
really
similar story, like experiences and what he learned.
Okay, I know nothing about this one.
Excellent.
Okay, one. I'm queuing it up.
Book club, audio book
Fuck
club.
Yeah, so LSC book club.
This is the last podcast. Yeah. Book club. Now. We just revert to books. And
we could get on here and read to each other. I didn't even do that.
Well, then we'd have about three listeners.
It's only four less.
It's not that bad of a joke.
I gotta get a comfier chair. I'm gonna
sit
back.
Hell yeah.
Need a fireplace for sure.
Smoking jacket.
Fireplace. Smoking jacket. Hot as shit.
Trizzle, roll one up, bro.
Just for the ambiance.
Oh, like one of the fake ones.
Yeah. Just for the ambiance. Yeah, for sure.
We got a quick segment we can do.
Oh, shit. Let's hit it.
It's a 90 seconds of 90s.
Okay.
All right.
And it's been a while since I've been here. I don't think we brought this one up.
Trent, you can't play.
Yeah. He was only born for 90 seconds.
You were in there. Well done, sir. It was T-shirt trends.
Okay.
And I started thinking about some of these. One of them was big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Big
dogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Pawston.
What?
Don't remember that. Was a big dog shirt.
Was a big dog shirt.
As it should have been.
If you can't keep up with the
because that's when Stone Cold was at his peak. Oh,
but Big Dogs is the intro because from Big Dogs you went to Big Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Big Johnson,
we couldn't wear those in high school. Remember
no.
That?
Well, we. This is my point. It was a bunch of underage kids wearing a bunch of dicks all over their shirts.
That's correct.
Yeah. Trying to go to fucking middle school.
Well, no, there was no dicks on the shirts, though.
No.
He looked like a dick.
He looked just like innuendos.
Yes, there was innuendos.
It looked like a big hog fishing.
But, yeah. But it wasn't like an old veiny old dick just chilling
yeah,
on the
no,
t-shirt.
It wasn't a veiny old dick.
It was just cartoon innuendos.
It was the words that really got you. Correct. You know, poker up front. Or what was it? No, it was liquor up front, poker in the rear.
Yeah.
Liquor up front, poker in the rear. You know, it's those innuendos.
Last shirt trend was the hyper cools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hyper color.
So everybody went up to each other and just blowing on each other's shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd like grab each other by the shoulders and then you'd have your handprints on there.
That's banned now. You can't blow on someone's shirt.
Nah.
Yeah, gonna roll up, blowing on someone's shirt.
Blow on me,
trying to turn it a color.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'd love a hypercolor shirt now, though.
Absolutely,
dude. They probably are on eBay.
The one you forgot,
hypercolor.
No fear.
No fear was you.
No fear, man.
You felt like you didn't have fear.
No fear was equivalent to the affliction.
A tap out shirt, maybe.
Tap out.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
second place like with the first loser.
If you had a no fear on, you put it on. You went just, to school like ready to fucking roll.
Yeah. You went to fight somebody.
You had the, did you read the lectures?
Yeah, you have a no fear on so nobody fucks with you. That's all it was.
That's 2-inch font, bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The N and the F were like angry looking.
And then
the eyes.
I remember the eyes, yeah.
Oh, dude.
You're all getting no fear shirts for this Christmas.
And I hope so. They, they better be the vintage ones, though. Don't give me that fucking print shit.
Burn them up. Let's go.
No fear.
No fear.
Man, that is fun.
That's
that
your 90 seconds of 90s.
I love it.
That's a fucking hell of a
keep that one coming.
I like that.
We'll bring
next year when you're back, do that one too.
2024, you'll get another 90 seconds.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
Next year when you're back.
I like it.
We'll be prepared next year.
I like it.
Yes.
Oh, shit. That was so good.
Nizzle.
Yeah.
I know you got something.
It's my time to shine.
Yeah.
Shine, baby.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. Let's
come on, shine.
I don't have enough Ackermans.
What?
Ackermans is out. Oh, shit, I've only got 7 left that we didn't do last pod.
7? That
so
seems like a lot.
So it looks like we're...
it seems like a lot.
Looks like we're going randos.
Okay.
Hit us. Rando.
Quite a bit of randos. Are we doing one at a time? Starting with Trizzle?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are good.
Treasy. Give me a movie quote that I know what movie it's from without telling me the title.
Mm.
Oh.
Thank you.
You never disappoint.
He was
Nizzle.
He was
you like do not disappoint.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
A great one.
Fucking excellent.
Good.
Dude, there's a trillion of them.
I know.
There's a trizzle of them.
He watches one movie a year.
We're in the same boat. It's hard being on the spotlight.
Is this a bad question for you?
No, no. That's a good question. I'm just trying to think of like a good quote to say.
He's trying to think about
the I could just pull out one
genre.
Easy one right off the top.
No. Think for a minute. All
right.
Take this time to reflect.
Not a literal minute. Like a 15-second
like
minute.
Time's up.
Not a literal. All
right.
Oh, shit.
I already
love it. Bonus points, you acted out.
Great.
Bonus points, you acted out.
Grace, she died 30 years ago.
That's right up President's alley.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
You don't?
I watched one movie.
You got stumped right off the bat?
What?
I don't know.
Christmas Vacation, my man.
Oh.
Is it the Christmas?
Yeah.
Is it the grandma?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Bethany, man.
Bethany.
Yes.
Grace?
She's giving the cat food and the fucking jello thing. Yeah.
That's it.
Damn, well played.
Well done, bro.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. See, that's super easy. Yeah.
That poster's on the wall in here somewhere.
right there.
Yeah.
That's
what reminds
me.
All right. Nino, have you ever had a car stolen or know someone who has?
You do.
Do I? Apparently, I do.
It was a cocaine cougar.
It wasn't
white cougar 90.
It wasn't the cocaine cougar.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about that. I guess my answer is yeah.
I know somebody.
Have you had a car stolen?
My car has been stolen.
I have not, but yeah.
What car got stolen?
I had the old, what was it? It was the Cavalier. Had it on the Nietzsche's, man. Had the fucking Nardi Torino in there. Had 215s in the back, bro. Why one?
15 Rockstones in that bitch?
It's probably before your time with me.
No, because I remember the white cougar because you live in the same neighborhood as my
oh, yeah. It's still out of my driveway.
No, shit. I didn't know.
Yeah, dropped it off 2 streets down with the doors open. Missing the steering wheel and all the tires.
And your speakers and all that shit.
Yeah, everything was going. Yeah, the Nietzsche's
how long did
it take?
Four blades.
How long?
Super faux.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Oh, bro, I can four picture him, bro.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
How long do you think it took him to strip?
I put him on my wagon.
I was just looking up Nardi Torino steering wheels the other day on the internet just to say, get it back. $500. That steering wheel, yeah. $500.
Damn, dude.
Yo, this guy?
Wrestling. What's that?
Oh, I thought you guys were kissing. So, never mind. I apologize.
No, we're getting ready.
Yeah, I guess that would be the only person I know.
So,
I think.
other than that, which you obviously didn't know,
yeah.
You've never known somebody that got their car stolen?
No, I mean, I've been shit stolen out of my
Oh, mine too. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not
seven times.
Your virginity.
It was stolen.
It was stolen.
Yeah. It was stolen. Just yeah. taking yeah. it from
it was sleeping. Just
forcibly taking.
Yeah, depends on what we're talking. That's rough.
Wow, that's crazy though. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah. That you
Jerry
know.
was our guy. Jerry was our guy. Was
hey, this guy.
Oh, I do know a guy whose car was stolen.
See,
but it technically.
But
was
you?
Stolen.
You stole it.
I might have told the story already.
What? What happened? Oh, insurance fraud? Car. Close your eyes. Close your ears.
And then, car. Go outside. Car's missing from the driveway. Cops are called. Cops show up to the house. Police reports are taken. Hours later, car found. Gas station across the street. Turns out car was left at gas station. Owner walked out. That's the guy I know.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. All right.
Classic.
That is nice.
Maybe my favorite memory.
I like that. Okay. I like that.
That was him.
All right, Brett, you ready? Yeah.
It was
that
me.
That guy was.
It was me, and it was Thursday.
Here we go, Brett. Would you rather know how or when you die?
God dang it. Neither fuck me.
Oh, that's a tough one, dude.
I think I want to know when.
Same.
Yeah, agree.
I don't want to know how, because then I got to worry about.
Yeah, if I had to choose,
if you know when, you can do whatever you want.
Right,
that's true. I got 6 years, bitch.
Yeah,
you can just jump out of planes. You could be Cooper.
You don't have to worry.
Could you imagine the anxiety, like the year, the last year, or the last fucking month or week or day?
You don't know.
Well.
No, if you know when.
I mean, if you want to go deep with it, I got a friend that's got an ALS. And
yeah.
He kind of knows when.
He knows when. He's dying right
now.
Yeah,
he definitely knows his days are numbered, but he doesn't know that it's going to be June 13th. You know what I mean?
About this, though.
Well, he knows in his head because that's how it's ending.
Yeah.
Correct.
He's not going to go into a wheelchair and on oxygen. He's going
to. God, be a terrible way to go, wouldn't it?
Finish it. So
it makes sense.
Dang.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I didn't know we were going there. Shit. All right.
Let's go.
I mean, all right. So, yes, it's a sad situation.
I think
so. Man. He does know then. Yeah, yeah, see,
he's controlling.
He might know. He might not know until the day comes.
Right.
But yeah, okay, I got you. He's definitely choosing that.
Do you guys think assisted suicide should be something that's legal?
Why should it not?
I think it has to be terminal in order.
If you have a terminal illness, correct. You don't want to wait till your final days when you
can't be a fucking little 15-year-old and be
terminal
and be like, oh, I think I want to die.
You're like, oh my god,
I lost at 4 9.
My boyfriend broke up with me.
It needs to be, you know, medically assisted and all the P's and Q's need to be right. Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I think
a lot of dignity involved in being able to help that out. You know, I've known people saying, like, this story we heard here, you find out you have some type of diagnosis and you don't want to live through those types of things, and then that people wind up killing themselves in tragic ways because we don't have an option.
Yeah. Mm. You're basically forced.
Because we ain't got Jack Kevorkian no more.
No. Old daddy Jack gone.
Old Jack.
Damn.
Jack gone, man.
Yeah.
That's the whole death thing. That's
Jack was ahead of his time, man.
Death is a real bitch.
Well, what's next? Puppies and
this is a good one. This is a good one for you.
All right. Hit him.
Tell me something fun you've done that you'll never do again.
Suck dick.
That was one time.
Yeah, never do it again.
Just for fun.
This is a crazy good time.
I can only imagine what was happening there.
Something fun I've done that I'll never do again.
That's a great question,
those
actually.
Things, thank you. Some of those I don't know that can catch the airwaves, but
oh shit!
On this podcast, anything is available.
Yeah,
anything is available.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you'll never get to do again. Yeah, you'll never have the option of doing again.
The opportunity won't present itself.
Yeah.
I could think of a couple.
Something fun you've done.
You could think of a couple
again. Like an actual couple.
Like two people
humans.
You know?
Two humans.
I think this one should go to everybody.
Yeah. I'm struggling with this one because I feel like I
got
everything.
Brett's
I do,
got
I
one.
Do again.
Brett, you got one?
Get it in there.
Ass.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That was, wow.
Yeah.
I was so did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
But you'll never do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay.
The last one was it.
Yeah. Nice.
I would agree with that.
Mine's that's legit. Be drug related too. I just didn't want to. I just didn't want to put out my.
Oh, you don't want to incriminate yourself. Yeah. Is that what
mine was crack.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, got me.
Hey, Ron.
Was it crack?
A great time.
Was it crack?
No.
Okay.
Of course. Sure. Of course it was.
Of course.
Heroin.
No. But yeah. It's, there is things like that that wouldn't be as fun anymore.
Right. 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 Yes.
You know.
100% agree with that. Fuck, man. I haven't found it yet. I haven't found it yet.
You haven't found it yet? Because
you're still living, bro.
L-I-V-I-A.
I'm out here concerned if I take, you know, an emergency packet and a Super C in the same day. I'm going to get a little shaky.
And then it's going to be there. Oh, shit.
And you take your daily vitamin on top of that?
So you are having fun, but you'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Can't, gotcha. You gotta cut it off.
It's like somewhere. I took my heart medicine and my blood pressure medicine. I'll never do that again.
Not within the same 6 hours. Yeah. I guarantee you that.
Tom, anything. I mean, you've lived the most lively, active life out of all
I've
of us. That's
the
bullshit.
Least active life out of this entire group.
And what?
I honestly cannot come up one single time. Huh. Yeah.
So you do it all again.
Every single
no regrets. Yes. No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
No Trizzle.
Regrets. Zero regrets.
He's 19.
He
just woke up.
He hasn't found it yet.
He just born.
I got you.
It's funny.
Probably drug related, but
substances.
Nothing.
Yeah. I typed the question in when it came to my head, and I don't think I have an answer for that. What was the question again? I'm just kidding.
Tell me something fun you've done that you'll never do again.
I mean, there's like stupid shit you do as a kid, right? Like I climbed a grain elevator when I was a child.
And now that's your job.
That's what I do for a living. But
weird how that works out.
Yeah. Hundreds of feet circle. In the air science. Without any support or anything.
Holy shit.
Is that science, dude?
Support?
That is science.
Motherfucker, Jesus.
I wouldn't do that again.
I'll never do it again, but I do it every day.
No, for a living.
Protected with light, fucking
for free.
Lanyards. Yeah, like straps and shit. Sweet. You know, just shit like random shit like that. You ever jump off of like a bridge? Pretty high, you probably survived because you weren't very heavy, but now you'd break your legs. Nothing like that.
No,
you
know, no, I've always been pretty smart.
He also can't swim.
I can swim very well, actually.
Can you swim?
We can
move on. But
first off, has that anybody seen HT in a pool or any amount of water at all?
No,
this motherfucker.
Hot tub.
Has.
Maybe
I have.
Right?
I hopped on a jet ski with him once and almost died.
Nuts and butts, but we almost died.
But was it fun? Was it fun?
No.
You'll never do it again, though, right?
There it is. No.
But it wasn't fun, and I'll never do it again. So that's the opposite of
true.
Yeah.
True.
Idiots.
Okay. I had to drag him back on, and he was choking. I was
like,
"Oh,
there's some water when I went down, man." I had a fucking white claw or two before we went out.
White claw or two.
There were sharks.
There was sharks. There were sharks.
Sharks, yeah,
shark infested. Tom, you ready for one?
Hit him.
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Life had a theme song.
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, you're just going to do it right off the cuff? Okay. All right. I get it.
I love it.
Let's
go.
Go
for it.
The fact that it was that fast.
Go for
well,
it.
We're recording it, continue. So it's fine.
It's got to be.
Are you making your own
it's
song?
It's got to be the song in which we would know the best if it's going to have any impact on
so
our
Weekend.
Life. It's got to be the Weekend.
Got to be.
I thought it was gonna be Fiona Apple.
100%
thought it was gonna be
classic.
Fiona.
That's a good one too. But, it's just
but
one
I do
like to you.
Yeah. Okay.
But the Weeknd, 100%.
No, not the Weeknd.
No.
Weeknd by Mac Miller.
Okay. The Weeknd. Like
it's awesome. It's any the Weeknd. It's just a K.
Great song.
Yeah.
A little in the back.
That's a good one, man.
Hey Jerry.
Yeah. It's 15 seconds. Make sure you cut that off.
Yeah, this is right up
you don't need to get sued.
We're going to need more than 99
Mac Miller's estate.
So I was watching the AFC Championship game, and Travis Kelce referenced The Rock.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure.
Jabroni this, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me what The Rock was cooking?
Hmm.
What do you think The Rock was cooking?
Well, I don't
know.
He
always be asking, can you smell? Can you smell what I'm cooking? What was he cooking?
Probably some, like,
fucking defeat.
Probably some, like, hooly hooly chicken.
As a chicken. Wait, what?
That's some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
The Rock probably actually was cooking some high protein shit.
Probably some.
But defeat.
Defeat.
That's a pretty good answer, that dog. Up, man. That's a pretty good answer. Okay.
It's like, come you get some.
To the next level.
I like
come
that.
Get some.
I was really looking for, like, a dish.
Ah.
I mean, defeat's okay, too.
I mean.
Okay, put it in the plate. Put it in the plate. Defeat in the plate.
if I'm putting it in a plate.
Plate it up.
Like spaghetti and meatballs.
That is what The Rock was cooking, though. He was about to cook an ass whooping.
Yeah,
that's correct.
He's about to fuck you up. You ain't gonna cook some rice and beans?
Rice and beans?
Some jambalaya?
First of all, who calls it jambalaya?
Cracker asshole.
No, you know who says it? Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Jambalaya.
He does.
Yeah, he's a racist in that movie.
Is he?
Oh, absolutely.
He's not a racist.
Oh my god, he most certainly is.
No.
In Any Given Sunday?
Defeat is your answer.
Albert.
Albert.
Albert Pacino.
Not in the movie. Wasn't his name in the movie?
It was in life.
Yes, in real life.
I don't know his name is movie. Great movie though.
Yeah,
great
movie. I've seen that a long time.
Jambalaya, he says.
Drizzle.
Ask,
yeah,
sorry,
hit him.
What's the difference between a reason and an excuse?
It's too much.
I have an answer. Glad I didn't get this one.
Do you have an answer?
Thank you for your theme song.
Well, an excuse is something you make up to get out of something.
Oh, shit. He's hitting you.
And a reason is your actual reason. Well, I can't use reason as a definition for fucking reason.
Correct.
Your reason is the truthful why you can't do something.
Truthful.
That's the real answer.
Or why you can't.
The real answer is a reason is a really bad chocolate candy.
So the reason
so good.
Oh no! Wow. What are you talking about?
So, nobody loves a reason.
A reason?
Pop, pop.
Sub story. Let Trent provide his answer. But I'm just saying.
As we all eat strawberry candies.
I'll just say the reason I'm here tonight is because I have shit to do and I can drive myself here. But I could have.
That's the fucking reason.
That's Jesus.
I want to be here with you guys.
Okay, that's better.
I could have had an excuse.
Yeah,
and said some shit like, I don't fucking know.
Oh, you mean
dog
like,
ate my homework?
Like, ate some Chipotle tonight after doing shit.
All you gotta use.
Yeah.
That's like the most. That's the most scientific answer to that question.
I mean, you used it in a sentence. But
yeah, I mean that's
true.
True. But reasons are trash, dude.
Reasons are trash.
I'd say they're interchangeable to a degree.
Mm.
This is coming from this guy. It is what it is.
Are we talking about the candy still, or we're? Right. Just making
not
sure.
For this
just one. Making sure.
When weren't we?
Yeah, that's an age old question.
Gotta restock the reasons.
It is. That one had me.
Well done. Well done, Trizzle.
I'm good with that.
Nino.
Damn, I thought I smelled one of the fruity little bitches and tasty little.
Name a piece of movie memorabilia that you'd want to own.
Patch from Matthew McConaughey's pants.
From what movie?
Name
Tom
it.
Already
you
own
name it.
Name it.
I know.
Already own it.
I know. That's why it's
you want to come look at it? It's on display, motherfucker, next to my bed.
For real, though, a piece of memorabilia?
Yeah.
From a movie that you would like to own.
Oh, man.
You need to be thinking about those, too. Unless you already know the answer.
No, bitch, I got 40 answers.
Okay. Think of one.
I don't know, dude. That's tough.
I want one of the blades from Kill Bill right now.
Ooh.
That's a nice one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice one.
Damn, that is fucking tough, dude.
I can only do other people's questions.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. That's kind of how. There's too much pressure right now. I'm going through every movie I've ever watched, and all I can think of is their clothes. I don't know.
Your clothes, guy, man. Sell it, Sean Poshmark later. You
So I was thinking like the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Ooh.
I go super small.
Yeah, I was.
I'd
that's too big.
Small.
I would
like what?
You can go 80 miles an hour in that thing.
88.
Yeah. 88. Well, unless you want to stay in your own time. then you got to go 87.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's up to you. You know, whatever you want to get at.
Can go
80. You know, it's...
You want to stay where you're at?
Yeah. If you got a, you know, if you got the... What do they call that? The...
flux capacitor. The
flux capacitor. Right, no, flux... Mm-hmm. You know, it's
we up need to a flux capacitor in here.
We do.
In one of these cases.
That'd be awesome.
Man, you guys find one, bring it.
Tough question, dude. I still can't think of something.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Fucking thousand things you think
Jerry,
of.
You were saying you were going to go small.
Yeah, small. What were you? Small. If I would go The Pin from Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, man.
When he says, sell me this pin.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a good item.
That is a great item.
I think that'd be fucking amazing.
That'd be sick.
I was going to go with the straw from the beehole in the beginning.
Well played, sir. Well played. Well played.
How would you case that bitch up?
How would you not smell it? You'd have to smell it, right?
You'd smell it.
Both, yeah, you got
to
smell it.
Yeah, you both have to figure out what you have to smell.
100%. Dude, yeah, leave it out, I'm so stumped. Use it.
I'm stumped on that.
I think you just got to get like the little, kind of like the plate stands.
Yeah.
But it has to be like a little pedestals, right?
It needs to be rotating, though.
Yes. Like you could do that.
On a mirror disc, on a mirror display, you know?
Constantly.
Yeah.
You're really doing it up for that straw, huh?
Yeah, it's got the presentation has to be key, because otherwise it's just a straw.
Absolutely. Don't you have lights in one of those? Or on the top of them?
I have lights. I haven't hooked them up.
Okay. Yeah, but they do have lights.
Yeah, they both got lights.
Yeah, so you put I'm it just on the shelf and have a light shining right down on that bitch, right?
Yeah, but we're like you said, there. You need to get the rotate.
Oh, 100%.
The, yeah. A little light on
glisten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you still ain't thought of fucking no, nothing? It's your question, bro.
I know. We'll
come back. Holy shit. What's your favorite movie?
I don't really have a favorite
movie. He doesn't
have
a favorite.
What the fuck?
That's exactly what I said. And I only watch
there's a lot of great fucking movies, but I don't like...
Hey, smack Nino on the way.
Okay. What am I doing to him?
You're just smacking him.
You're going to get karate chop.
I'm dick.
Yeah, smack him in the dick.
Nico, we'll come back to you.
A fat hurts worse than my dick.
All right, Brett, you got the last question. In a horror movie, would you / your character survive the whole movie?
Well, I mean,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why would you? Why would I mean?
Most generally, the group of people in a horror movie, there's usually one survivor.
Yeah. But
so, are you the main character?
Well, if you're the main character, you survive, right?
What if you're the murderer?
Yeah, but
okay, so I'm surviving. They so I'm killing everybody.
Yeah, but they don't already survive.
No, it's true.
Didn't think about it.
Well, unless you're back. Mike Myers.
Correct.
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leatherface.
Freddy Krueger, arguably, is already dead, but he's still coming back.
It's very true. It's very true. I think, arguably, all of them are already dead, though.
Given that proof, there might not actually be an argument. They're all
dead. Holy shit.
Every one of them.
Whoa.
I mean, but it's a weird question because, like, in a horror movie, you know, they're constantly making bad decisions.
Constantly.
That's what it is, right? So you feel like, you know, for the most part, when you see shit starting to get a little haywire, you just fucking bounce.
What are you doing? Yeah, but you go back to, like, 1982 when it's the first...
when we knew less.
Friday the 13th?
Thank you, yes. And dude and old girl are in the closet. Mm-hmm. They don't know they're about to die.
Well,
they just worried about getting that thing, and bam, they're done.
So you're saying they just look dumb to the onlooker, but in that situation, you might find yourself in that same closet.
Correct. Well, it's going to be hard. Like, are you the first people to die? The first few that died, they have no clue.
Not their fault.
They have zero clue. Right, yeah, but if you're the last few, then you're usually running around. You know what's happening, right? Correct. And you're making bad decisions.
Yeah.
You're making bad decisions.
So which one are you? Which one are you, Brett?
I'm not making a bad decision.
No,
I feel like
it's tough. It's tough to sit there and think of.
Brett killed the killer.
I'm gonna make it. And
now he's fucking.
I'm gonna make it out.
So you're making.
Now they got news crews so out there interviewing him.
And he's the slow pan away.
Yeah.
At the end of the flick.
He's got it's like he's crying in his hands.
Lighting the sin.
The news is there.
He's made it.
Yeah.
Taking the heater down.
Just gunned up. And
come on, rock.
Just party.
Yeah.
That's a harder question than I thought it would.
You still haven't fucking thought.
All your questions are hard.
Oh no, that one.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Tommy. Brando's is done.
Okay. I've moved on from that.
You missed it.
But the question you just asked at first was like, "Oh, easy," but now I'm like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah.
You guys start talking about it. Like, oh,
about your character?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's tough, dude.
It is tough. Because if you're the first dude or girl or guy that dies, like, you have no fucking shot in hell.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. It's going fucking haywire at all. You're just you're getting ready to take your top off and skinny dip in there. And then the next thing you know, you're catching a knife in the fucking chest.
It's always chasing the tail.
Yeah.
Why are the naked bitches always the one that get killed?
Well, then, there you go. That's part of it.
If you get in that situation,
like, you really need to check the locks on the door before you start fucking hoes.
Oh, God.
Like,
when you get locked in,
plain and simple, man.
You can't hear
plain and simple. Yeah.
Sometimes every second watch counts, your shit. Though, and you just don't have time to lock the door. Oh,
well, then you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
You got it.
Like, that's it, man. Like, You're either aware or you're just.
Could you imagine just waking up with pussy standing over you? Oh my God.
Oh, it sucks. Nico, I've been there.
What's your memorabilia from the movie, bro?
Come on, bro. You don't have a favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I mean,
first off, you love those fucking cheesy ass Disney Halloween movies.
I love them.
Yeah.
So much.
So, I was gonna you know the ones I'm talking about.
Which ones?
The fucking.
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, no, not the Hocus Pocus. Halloween Town.
Halloween Town's excellent.
What's Halloween Town?
Well, I don't want to fucking. I don't know. Like,
so you wouldn't lawn? Even want. You were just. You'd just be like. You'd just poo poo it. You'd be like, oh, fuck that.
I mean, yeah, probably.
You'd be like, I don't want this movie memorabilia.
Sell it.
You don't have a favorite movie.
What's the last movie you watched?
There you go. What's the.
That I chose?
Animated
movie? Dude, ooh. I fucking have no idea. Couldn't
tell you. God.
Brick of Soap from Fight Club?
I couldn't.
Dude.
See, I can't
fucking from Human
there.
Fat.
The spaceship from Flight of the Navigator?
Where would you put that? Where do you fucking
put spot?
Not the one from Flight of the Navigator. What was the one where they built their own?
Built their own?
Yeah, they built their own fucking spaceship.
Holes.
No, not how fucking about holes.
You're talking way back.
Yeah, I'm talking the same Flight of the Navigator, same era.
Okay, where are you at?
Where they built their own?
Oh my God.
I want the soapbox car.
Holy shit, how do we not have this?
Oh!
Huh?
The soapbox car.
You know what I'm talking about. Brett knows it. You know what I'm talking about. They built their own.
Yes.
Yes. What is that movie?
I can't remember it at all.
Hot Rod?
I'm getting
No. It's older than that.
I mean, I'll take that bike. Yeah.
Dude, the Hot Rod bike would be sick.
Did you hear Nico's answer?
No, what was it?
Soapbox car from Little Rascals.
Get the fuck out of here. That's what the fuck you chose?
Yeah, dude.
Or the Little Rascals.
Dude, my pin is way better than that.
Boxes?
The what?
My pin is way better than that.
Well, yeah, but I'm forcing myself to come with a movie that I've always liked that has some cool shit.
And Little Rascals was the fuck you came up with?
Sure, why not? You're talking about kids building a spaceship right now. Why would my brain go to Little Rascals? They built a car. Soapbox car.
That's what I'll take. From Batteries Not Included, too.
There you go. I'll take that. That's legit. Well, they probably don't work, just so you know. I mean, these are props.
They are stationary.
These are props.
I'm thinking they're real.
So, it's probably just going to be in a case for you, Colonel. Just so
I honestly don't.
Put it on
it's probably not going to talk to you. It's not going to do the little beep, beep,
beep, beep. That's why I wanted it.
Explorers?
There you go.
Explorers. That's it.
Let me see that.
I can't even picture
that. I know. I'm trying to watching this movie. I feel like I can picture it, but I need to see
the picture itself just already sucked me.
First
in,
off, do we all not need this fucking movie poster? That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't recognize 2024
Christmas.
Yeah. Well played.
I think, Nico, I think the problem, the disconnect you're having is all the animated series you've been
watching.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I can't really take anything.
Have you logged out of Disney Plus?
No, because if I do, I don't know how to get back there.
Okay, I got you.
No, I've watched so much fucking animated shit, dude.
But you don't have a favorite movie.
I mean,
he does Little Rascals, apparently.
No, I mean, I like it.
Can I get the fucking car from the Little Rascals?
I mean, I have a lot of movies that I like. I like the Bad
Please
Boys.
Give us the most racist fucking movie. Please, let's go with that one. the fuck is wrong with you, man?
You had me set on kids building craft vehicles. I don't know, dude. I just went there.
Out of all the movies in all the world.
I have a lot of favorite movies, but I don't know what what thing from them that I would want.
What?
Yeah, like, I don't want, I don't know, a prop from a movie doesn't entice me.
Cool for you to own.
Doesn't have to entice you.
Top Gun.
Huh? Yeah.
See, sure. I mean, if you would have said that, I'd be like,
"I can't even come up with that." My brain's not working.
Apparently. It's like Tommy's Planet of the Navigator.
Dude, just take the giant from Little Giant. Or Little Robot. What was that one?
You can't do cartoons.
Prop I've always wanted is the baseball from The Sandlot. Went over the fence.
There you go, man. Now we're fucking talking.
Slobbery one. Yep.
Slobbery.
A fucking super legit.
Babe Ruth baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's definitely artificially signed.
Absolutely.
And then people came over and you're like, no, that's the one from the movie.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, don't man, that looks touch. Just like a no, bitch.
No, it isn't.
That's
it
the
is.
One.
Is it?
No, no, smell it, smell it, smell it.
That's a great one. That is a great one.
Smells just like his chops.
It really is.
I just can't even, my brain's just not letting me think of any.
With the Pia Flyers next to it.
Yeah, there you go, the Pia Flyers.
Pia Flyers.
Damn. That Benny went to go get them back.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Solid. See? Perfect. See how easy it is?
It's a great movie.
Nino?
We just keep bringing them up.
I know. And now I'm back.
We're just burying you in all these good ones.
It's like, oh, that's fun.
So persuaded. He just goes.
What sports movie can I think of really quick?
Yeah, he's like.
The football
like,
from Replacements. No.
Elsa Stress from Frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
A lock of her hair.
A lock of her hair.
A lock of tangled hair. Mm, what I would do.
What I would do.
Oh, man. I've got nothing, dude.
Oh, that's beautiful, boys.
Got nothing.
Well,
it's a beautiful night.
I mean, just like usual, Nino's disappointed us.
Oh, come on.
Love it.
No, Elsa's dress is fine, bro. It's legit, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
No?
No. You got it.
Yeah, you're ending on
that. I have it's on its way.
Yeah, so,
in the pod. All right.
I have the spaceship. You have
it's already bought it.
Fuck you. Don't try and stop by and check out the spaceship.
Nino,
I'll have to. I'll
hey, I'm going to tell you right now. On. Nino, do not let him put you down because your dress is worth a million times more than that fucking
value.
I guess. Or that
value is coming in. You know how many MILFs are going to bring their kids to come see my dress? Nobody's coming to your house. Maybe two
pods. No.
I mean, it'd be cool, but nobody's coming to see it. From out of town?
HT, the spaceship doesn't work. You know that, right? It's just a prop. It's a prop.
It might as well be
that
a farm.
That was
what you mean the stairs don't
prop.
Form? Like
a,
stairs don't form?
A prop. That's what he said, a prop. You understand that, right?
Memorabilia is what I said.
Yeah, memorabilia.
So it's not just floating in my ship?
No, it's not. It's
that's,
just,
that's
it's sitting
so
in
so
the
it's
shit.
Sitting there all cocked eyed on
yeah.
the ground.
Yeah.
He's got it hung up on his fucking face.
Now he's just got a bunch of tools on it and fucking shit. He's been putting shit on it for years. Yeah.
I still take it.
It's like that old beat up Chevy.
I'm still invested.
I'm 100% with Tom. I still take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, yours is worth millions and his is worth hundreds. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, actually. I like where that went. So
good.
Definitely
good
round.
All right, man. Well,
I gotta cool off.
Yeah, you okay?
The heat in here is just.
Yeah.
Thinking about Elsa's dress, guys.
I know. Yeah. Really riled up.
I mean, she is hot for a.
He needs to go home and watch it.
She now. She is. She's kind of hot. They can be hot too.
Hente,
all right, we're gonna have to go ahead and go. So, thanks everybody. Sorry. thanks everybody for tuning in to the Low Light Social Club.